Two people are under arrest in connection with a disturbing sexual assault case that left a victim hospitalized with serious injuries. The investigation began at around 5:50 p.m. on July 20, when Sioux police were dispatched to a vacant house in the 900 block of Wellington Street East. Police say earlier in the day, the victim was out for a walk near Allard Street and Chapel Avenue when they were approached by two people. One known to them, one not. The victim was forced to walk with the pair, police say. Near Bruce Street, the second accused pushed the victim to the ground and the first accused assaulted and sexually assaulted them, says a news release issued today by the Sault Ste. Marie Police Service. The two accused then forced the victim into a vacant residence in the 900 block of Wellington Street East, where they again assaulted and sexually assaulted them with and without a firearm, burned them, and verbally threatened them. Police say the victim was also burned and verbally threatened. The victim was able to escape and seek help once the two accused fell asleep, the news release says. The victim sustained serious physical injuries and was transported to hospital. Kane Burke, 35, was arrested at the scene and charged with multiple offenses, including sexual assault using a restricted or prohibited firearm and forcible confinement. 4 days later, while still in custody, Burke was charged with further offenses, including two counts of sexual assault, overcome resistance by attempting to choke, suffocate or strangle, and uttering threats. That same day, July 24, police arrested the second suspect, 35-year-old Melissa Favaro, near Wellington Street West and John Street. She is charged with sexual assault using restricted or prohibited firearm, unauthorized possession of firearm, forcible confinement, sexual assault X2, assault with weapon, assault, overcome resistance by attempting to choke, suffocate, or strangle, uttering threats to cause death or bodily harm. Both suspects remain in custody. None of the allegations have been tested in court and both are presumed innocent unless proven guilty.